Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Monte Carlo Fashion Limited Q1 FY23 conference call hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. We have with us today Mr. Dinesh Bubna, Director, Mr. Sandeep Jain, Executive Director, Mr. Rishab Oswal, Executive Director, Mr. R.K. Sharma, CFO, and Mr. Ankur Gawa, Company Secretary. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of the presentation today. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Jigisha Kapoor from Emkay Global Services. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. I shall now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Over to you, gentlemen.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this earnings call of Monte Carlo Fashion to discuss the financial and the operating performance for Q1 financial 2023. I would like to highlight that certain statements made or discussed over the conference call today will be a forward-looking statement, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the result presentation shared with you earlier. Result documents are available on company's website and also have been updated on the stock exchanges. A transcript of this call could also be made available on the investor section over the company's website. Now let me share with you the financial and the operating performance for this quarter. The company reported revenues of 113 crore during Q1 financial 2023 as against 42 crore in Q1 financial 2022, thus registering a growth of 171% year-on-year. This quarter has been the best ever Q1 throughout the entire existence of this company. Operating EBITDA for this quarter was 4 crore as against loss of 8.6 crore in Q1 financial 2022. Loss at PAT level, PAT level, lower at rupees 3.9 crore as against 10 crore in Q1 financial 2022. Our balance sheet continues to remain robust, and we continue to enjoy a net debt-free status. We have a cash balance of 275 crore, which comprises of cash and bank balances along with current and non-current investments. Long-term borrowing is 7.5 crore as of June 2022 as compared to 8.3 crore in March 2022, which shows our efficacy in serving the debt. Monte Carlo continues with this endeavor to build a leading branded apparel company with a well-diversified portfolio such as cotton, woolen, kids, and home furnishing. Apart from cotton segment, we also produce different other garments. We also produce cotton and cotton branded T-shirts in economy category under the brand Clock & Decker. The ability to tap various segments of the market provides the company with tremendous opportunities for growth in coming years. The key strength is wide and growing distribution network with a diversified presence across India. The company's product reaches the end user through different distribution channels. The company has presence through 1,363 MBOs, 323 EBOs, 268 national chain stores. With regard to our online sales, we are looking to focus more on selling through our own portal, but also our clothes are available on various e-commerce websites such as Ajio, Amazon, Flipkart, Myntra, FirstCry, Jabong, and Capsons. Majority of our net revenues from the franchise, EBOs and MBOs, where we primarily sell on pre-order or outright basis. By virtue of this business model, there is no major inventory risk and has always remained insulated from the normal hazard sales in the branded apparel business. I would like to highlight that till date, we have experienced almost zero bad debts in our business, which stands as a testimony to our strong business model based on zero credit risk policy for the company. At Monte Carlo, we are pledged to provide our customers with the finest clothing through product innovations, high quality, and the launch of new collections from time to time. Moreover, we continually work towards changing the look and feel of our stores to give our customers best-in-class experience. Setting up a new Cloudy Blanker manufacturing unit by subsidiary company Monte Carlo Home Textiles Limited. Monte Carlo Fashion Limited is entitled under the PLI scheme for manufacturing home textile products like rugs and mink blanket fabrics. Post eligibility in the aforesaid PLI scheme, the management conducted a feasibility study on the product profile, competitive landscape, and economic viability of the scenario above. The company's feasibility study concluded that the manufacturing of said products were not favorable even with the aid of PLI scheme. Thus, the board of directors concluded to undertake other projects which will be beneficial for the company and will also benefit our stakeholders. Now, under our subsidiary company, Monte Carlo Home Textile Limited, we are planning to set up a cloudy blanket manufacturing unit with a project cost of 80 crore approximately in Jammu and Kashmir, which will align with the overall growth strategy of the company. The benefit of setting up plant in JNKR, capital investment incentive, capital interest subvention, GST linked incentive, a low rate of electricity and other tax exemptions. We are optimistic about our future growth and earning potential. We believe that we have a strong foundation for the future, which can provide us sustainable and the profitable growth for the longer term. While our focus will be to maximize revenue growth going forward, our large interest is to build profitability by maintaining cost control measures. With this, now we can open the floor for question and answer session. If you have any queries post this earning call, you may also contact us at investor@montecarlocorporate.com or through Dickinson World, our investor relations advisors. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. We take the first question from the line of Deepan Shankaran Narayanan from Trustline. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and congratulations for a good set of numbers. So firstly, wanted to understand this 80 crore investments we are talking about in home textile. So will this capex enough to replace our current trading volumes in home textile business to manufacturing? And what kind of margins improvement we can foresee from this, our own manufacturing deal?
Thank you, Mr. Deepan. Basically, in our home textile segment, it's not only the blanket which we trade. We also do towels, bed sheets and quilts. So this plant is basically for blanket manufacturing we are putting up at J&K. Out of that also, there are some of the blankets which we cannot produce in this unit. So some of that would keep on, outsourcing from China. And 70% to 75% of these blankets, what we do right now, can be produced in this blanket unit. And as far as EBITDA is concerned, we have checked that as far as the standalone unit is concerned, the EBITDA, including the incentives, are in the range of 20-22%, which is in line with the company strategy. And also, when we start producing these blankets, it will definitely add in our profitability, because right now the EBITDA of the blanket trading is around 14-15%. So when we have higher EBITDA in our manufacturing, that benefit will definitely come to the company.
Okay, sir. And so what kind of asset turns you will have on this 80 crore investment?
Anand?
What kind of revenues we can generate from this 80 crores investment?
See, if we see the standalone revenues from this unit should be in the range of 140 to 150 CR. But out of that, around 50% will be sourced in-house. So the additional revenue which the company will generate is around 70 to 75 CR. And this plant, we hope that could be operational by second half of next fiscal.
Okay. And secondly, sir, how is the order book pipeline for our winter goods? Have we taken any price increase for current season as well?
See, the order book is quite strong. As you already mentioned in our earlier conference call also, we had a very strong trade show where we have very good order booking. And another advantage we have is that a low level of stock at the retail level. So we are very optimistic and hopeful for this year going ahead.
So are we planning to increase our growth guidance for full year?
Right now, we stand by the growth guidance of 20-25%, which we gave earlier in our last conference call. So, if there is any change in the guidance during the course of the year, we'll definitely update it.
Okay. So lastly from my side, so last quarter we have shared that we are planning to add 20-25 new stores every year. But I think this quarter itself we have added some 11 stores. So are we planning to do aggressive expansion of stores?
Yeah, we are on track to open around 30 stores this financial year, and I hope that we might even close this figure going forward in this financial year.
Okay. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Vikas Kimani from Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, Sandeep. Congratulations on good set of numbers, entire team.
Thank you.
I think first time in the quarter, Q1, you have reported a positive EBITDA, which I think is a very good sign of, slowly reducing the seasonality. I have, a couple of questions. One is that what happens to our earlier rug plant? Have you scrapped that or is there any update on that? Because last call you said that, you're reviewing it. And of course, you have announced a new plant in Jammu and Kashmir for the blanket. But what happens to that plant? Is there any decision you made on that?
Yeah, so decision is already, taken in the board that it's not lucrative enough to go with the rough manufacturing plant, seeing the global scenario and the overall EBITDA after making the detailed project report. So as of now, we have cancelled the rough manufacturing plant, and now we are going ahead with the cloudy blanket manufacturing plant in J&K, and which the company has made a detailed project report, and which is definitely EBITDA accretive to the company and also in line with the company's existing blanket marketing.
Correct. But I think, see, given the size of our balance sheet and opportunity and all, I think there were a lot of PLI in one. Earlier, the investment size was far bigger than, what we are currently doing it. So are there then any more projects of similar kind on the drawing board which you are considering? Because, we have a reasonably good amount of cash. Opportunity is very big. Especially on the export front, where are there any sort of projects on drawing board still?
See, we are always in the lookout of good projects, which we have shared earlier also, that it should be having the same kind of EBITDA level what the companies may doing right now in Monte Carlo, in the blanket manufacturing unit. When we made the detailed project report, so the EBITDA level was coming at the same level, so it is not going to affect our EBITDA and will definitely add to the revenues. We are thinking of actually going into two phases. In one first phase, we are putting up an investment of 80 crore for this first line. And if everything goes well, then there is a second line which will come up in the same area, because we are taking the land according to three lines. So second capex, we also expect of 70 crore, which will follow once the first line is commissioned and it's in as per the expected lines. So I think the company is always open for future investments in the areas where it can have a good EBITDA, which is in the line of the company. And also, the company is open for higher dividends and buybacks in the future.
And this project is also only for domestic or replacing our demand? Because our demand will, may not, so is there export element out there as well?
See, most of it will go into the domestic marketing, because the benefits which we get by putting up this plant in J&K is GST, SGST and CGST, where we get the refund of all the duties, whatever we pay. So most of the products will go into the domestic market also. But I cannot rule out even small percentage can be done for the exports also.
Because one thing, this is Gogna here.
Hello, sir.
Yes, hello. How are you?
I'm good, sir.
Yeah, in fact, this is basically part of it is for the captive use also. We can say so. Because, we have been giving the textile trading in our results, you must have noticed this.
Yes.
And textile trading includes trading in blankets. And hitherto, we have been importing all the blankets from China, and only some portion of this year, we have taken the blankets from Panipat and other places because of some problem with China. So now when this unit is put up, basically some portion of that will be sold to Monte Carlo main unit, holding company, and from there they will, do as usually they used to do earlier as a trading in that. And that will certainly increase our EBITDA margin in Monte Carlo also.
Sure.
And secondly, so far the expansion process is concerned, as I mean, Mr. Jain has already explained to you that this is a beginning. Now, to begin with, you know, we are very careful, like, you know, and we have been always going ahead with the expansion, which actually earns company a profitable growth. That is the reason, like, you know, to begin with, we are going ahead with the 60 crores of these total project, and thereafter, this project will go to 150 crores, and we will not stop there. If we find good opportunity, we'll go further ahead.
Sure, I think that's good. And one more, sir, only suggestion or observation rather than any question. I think, you know, while we are expanding, you know, about 20-25 odd stores, and I guess this quarter you've done very well. But given the fact that we are a very category, you know, leader, and there is no other any meaningful brand, you know, which is there to compete with us, I thought probably, and right now demand environment across the board is very, very strong. So using this opportunity to scale up the growth slightly faster would be a great idea, according to me. Of course, you know, I know that you guys are conservative and generally, you know, you follow a very conservative policy. But I think environment right now is just there with unorganized organizations is happening and our brand addition is recalled. Capturing the, you know, white space would be, you know, a great sort of idea. That's my observation. But any comment on that?
I mean, I think, Vikas, we're in line with what you are saying. As you know, that the company has grown 45% last financial year. So on the larger base, we are projecting a growth of 20-25%. That shows our aggressive nature as compared to last few years, where we were growing at 10-15%. So I think we are in line with what you are saying, and definitely we noted your points also.
Great, Sandeep. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Naresh Kataria from Money Curves Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations. My question is on the long-term growth. So very, very to know that you're reiterating this 20-25% growth this year. And I'm hoping that this growth momentum continues. I'm keen to know what's changed structurally to give us this growth confidence, because our last 5 years growth is more like 10-12% CAGR. Of course, we had COVID. But is it just that we have reached a scale where we are able to grow, or is it the previous year's focus on?
If I clearly understood your question, you wanted to ask that how we are very confident of achieving this growth
exactly.
Of 20-25%
going forward. Exactly.
Yeah. See. What happens is that so we have different areas in Monte Carlo. Mm-hmm. We have our basically in our distribution channel also. We have four basically different channels, which is large format stores, then SIS, which is shop and shop, then EBOs and MBOs. So you know it takes time when you like consolidate all the areas as well as when they start complementing each other rather than competing with each other. So we were doing a lot of exercise in last few years so that all these channels complement each other, and also we are keeping a strategy of almost having the same price at all the levels. So that is helping the company to grow and giving the confidence among the retailers and the consumers as far as when they go to any channels. So I think besides that, we have been doing well in our economy range, Clock and Decker. We are doing well in our blanket section, which is a home textile section, and our Rocket brand is also picking up in this financial year. So I think all these things which company was doing, you know, efforts on last 3-4 years is actually giving us the fruits, and that is why we are confident of achieving this growth.
Perfect. Good to know. And of course, you mentioned in last call and interview also on, and even in this call on the winter visibility being good. So what, you know, winter is still away. What gives us the confidence that winter will work out to be good? Is it the economy is opened, or is it our retailers and MBOs and EBOs are telling that inquiries are good, or what's the monitor over here?
Okay. See, basically, when we say that our winter should be good, it depends on our order book. So in the recently conducted trade show, we have got a very strong order book. Now, the second benefit which we get in this financial year is a low inventory at the retail level and also at our MBO level. So that gives us another confidence that when the inventory is low, the order book is strong, economy is doing well. As far as India is concerned, I don't see any issues as far as any forthcoming recession is concerned. So we're very confident that if economy is performing, so definitely all the brands, including us, will definitely perform.
Perfect. Very helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Nikhil Jain from Galaxy International. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions. First was about just reconfirming that the new plant that you are setting up in J&K, so that that is primarily for domestic and we will be using it for under the Monte Carlo brand, right? So the product that will be out from the blankets and all, they will be under the Monte Carlo brand, right?
See, basically, if we do our current business and the kind of capacity we are putting up in J&K, as of now, I think we should be able to use around 50 to 60% of the capacity of that particular unit. And rest, I think we can sell in the open market in blankets. So that is how we proceed.
All right. Okay. And as the requirement grows, then you go ahead with phase two of expansion as you suggested, right?
Pardon?
As the demand grows,
can be increased because we have been growing in 30 to 35% per year in our blankets and home textiles. So going forward, we think that the demand will keep on rising, and definitely the outsourcing will be more from our blanket unit.
Rather than expansion would also be there.
And we are planning expansion also in the second phase. Once this starts in the second half of this next fiscal.
Okay, great. My second question is with respect to this quarter. So as compared to the last year first quarter, right, our top line has tripled, right? So almost like from 40-odd crores to 120-odd crores. We have a great achievement on the EBITDA side also. So we are now positive. But I'm just trying to understand what would make us net positive on this particular quarter. Right? So because our sales have grown three times, but it's still on the net profit side, our we were not positive. So what is it that that actually will make us positive? So is the product mix different, which we actually sold in this quarter, which is having less margins as compared to, let's say, our regular products and all?
See, basically, this is historically a weak quarter for us. The reason for this weak quarter, as far as PAT is concerned, the biggest thing is that because we start manufacturing of our sweaters, jackets and other winter goods in the month of February, March itself. So all the production expense in making those garments are actually in this quarter. But the product gets sold only in the second and third quarter. So that is why there are we showing some loss in this quarter. But otherwise, if you see that all the manufacturing expense when we incur in this quarter, if we don't, you know, take note of rather than we book it when we sale it, so then it can turn into profits also. So that is basically a reason why we're showing loss in this quarter.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And just a last question. So the 11 stores so that we have opened, so can you just let's say advise which zones or which states have you opened these states in? These stores in?
Your voice is not clear. Can you please repeat it?
So I was saying that the stores that we have opened, 11 stores in this quarter, so are those, which states are those stores in, opened in?
Yeah, the two were opened in southern state, which is, one is in Bangalore and one is in Hyderabad, and rest, one is opened in the eastern region, then balance are opened in the northern and central region.
Right. And can you also highlight what is your strategy for expansion? Let's say because the winter, if you say privately we are selling the winter wear, so we have a very strong brand on the winter wear side. So are we, let's say, looking to open it more on the states where the winters are much much stronger as compared to, let's say, other states where winters may not be so heavy?
We are opening pan India. As I said just now, that we have opened in Hyderabad also, we have opened in Bangalore also, but we are making a very conscious movement to these states as in when we get a good location and a good rentals. And definitely, you know, because being a tropical country, we know that there are 9 months of summer, and in those states where we have very less winters, we have to be present only because of summer wear products. So that is why we are making roads in southern states and western states. And I'm glad to say that we have been growing in both states also. If we just compare the first quarter number of southern states, last year the sale was 2 crore in south and others. It is 8.9 crore in this financial year. And in case of west also, it grew from 0.24 to 3.78. So there have been a growth in western and southern states also, and also a plan of opening retail outlet in these states going forward.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks. That's all for me.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Zaki Nase from Retail Investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, we can hear you.
Indeed, namaskar. Congratulations on a phenomenal first quarter as you had promised last year. And thanks for opening a place in Hyderabad, which we are looking for it for a long time. Sandeep bhai, now my question number one is regarding raw material prices. Cotton and yarn has been pretty volatile. So how does this affect you, sir? Does it affect your product pricing in the season, sir? Number two is this year more or less you have given a growth guidance of 20%, sir. Do you think a year after that you will be able to maintain that momentum or it will get back to more of a normalized growth? Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. See, as far as raw material prices are concerned, see we remain, we make ourselves insulated. Whenever we go for a trade show, we normally cover all our raw material depending upon the availability and depending upon the like order book we expect. So I don't think any variation in the raw material price going forward after the trade show would affect us, because already we have covered the material whichever we require for the winter products. But going forward, now you see that the cotton prices are coming down. So going forward, we see that the MRP doesn't come down. You know, once we fix it in the last season also and this season also, we don't see that the MRP goes down. So if the MRP doesn't go down and there is a reduction in the raw material prices, definitely it benefits the company going forward in the summer wear quarter. And as far as growth guidance is concerned, see, even though last year we grew at 45% and we gave a very strong guidance of 20 to 25%, and we're very optimistic about the economy of this country, as we see that if there have been many steps taken by the government which is pushing this economy to grow at 7.5% in this fiscal. And as per the RBI report, going forward also, we don't see any recession which is coming to India, and the economy should remain strong going forward. So we don't see any problems or any issues that we should continue our growth going forward also.
Thank you, sir. And if I might just ask one more thing, sir, in regard to your digital marketing, What is the share of your sale on the online networks right now, and how do you plan to push this up going forward, sir?
I would request Mr. Rishabh to answer this question.
So hi, good afternoon. So currently, around 4% of our sales have come from online channels. This is less as there was some supply constraint from our side towards supplier to the online channel, and our website is undergoing maintenance in this quarter, but we are confident of making it up in the coming quarters of this financial year. So at the end of the financial year, we'll be in a growth mode in online as well.
Yes, Rishabhji, but let's say 2025, what is your aspiration for this figure, sir? 4% would become 7-8% in 25.
So our target is 7-8% of our overall sales will come from online channels. Going
thank
forward.
You, sir. Fantastic. Fantastic. Best wishes, sir.
Then maybe in 10%.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Ria from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hello. So my first question would be, like, since we are expecting this kind of growth in online presence as well as, you know, we have a lineup for new stores to be opened, what kind of brand and marketing expense do we see coming forward? Like, are we going to invest in that, or how is the outlook?
So, see, as far as Monte Carlo brand is concerned, I think the brand recognition and brand pull is good enough that we can maintain our advertisement spend at 2-3% of our turnover. And that is what we are spending currently, and that is our guidance going forward. However, there is a shift between the composition of the spend that we do. So we are shifting more from offline towards online ad spend. However, the total ad spend will remain at 2-3. So we are focusing more on digital advertisements and performance-based advertisement when it comes to this point.
Okay, because I think for increasing penetration in online channels, you will need much more brand presence, because in other parts of the country it's less prevalent. My second question would be, Sorry.
Go ahead with the 3. It can cross 3%.
Yeah, it can cross 3%, but overall, it will be at the same level. But obviously, we can increase our exposure towards southern states and western states when it comes to digital advertisement.
But as you know, that the revenue is almost growing from 900 to 1100 crore. So even that 3% becomes 30 crore, you know, as compared to 20 crore in this financial year.
Yeah, this is quantitative. Quantitative. Value will rise.
And in terms of store network, do you want to give any guidance for the current year? How many stores you want to open up and what kind of sales from each store do we look forward to?
We have given a guidance of 30 stores to open up in this financial year, and normally we see that a 1,000 square feet store should do a sale of around 1.2 CR.
Okay. And all these 30 stores will be more than 1,000 square feet, I'm assuming.
Pardon?
More than
1,000 square feet. Sometimes we get you know, lesser area also depending upon the location when it is not available, but mostly it is around 1,000 and more than 1,000 square feet.
Also, now coming from a broader outlook, in some demand point of view, could you give me a sense of how is the demand? Because I was recently reading about some articles where the demand is going down. So demand region-wise as well as product-wise, your woolen as well as cotton.
We are very glad to say that we are not seeing any downfall in the demand as far as any growth is concerned. We are having a very strong demand coming from the retail outlet also, and also our other channels like our MBO, SH and LFS channel, we have seen a very strong demand coming up. And we don't see any fall in the demand in the near future.
Okay, this is for both north region as well as south regions, right?
Yes, in both the regions.
Okay, and what percentage of a product is not booked for, like the order book? And can you give me a timeline, how many months before the order book is placed, and what is the exact procedure, like, if I may ask?
See, we do a ratio almost 6 to 7 months in advance. So, like for winter, we do a ratio in the month of March, and then we start producing our goods, and the goods goes normally after 5 months, like it starts dispatching in August, and it ends in October, basically, about 90% of the goods. And then again in summer, we do a trade show around August and September, and the dispatches start in January, February, and it ends in April.
Okay. Okay. And what percentage of our products are non-order book oriented?
No, 100%. That is very small. You know, there are some repeats which comes once the order goes into the retail stores. But that percentage is not that much. So mostly we produce on the order-based goods only. But there are some corporate inquiries which is, you know, comes as and when it is demand for that. So that is separate from the normal trade business.
Okay. Okay, I think that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Sachin Kasera from Swan Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and congrats for a good set of numbers. I had a few questions. One, if you could tell us what is our currently mix of revenue between economy, mid and luxury segment, and what is the type of gross margin difference that we enjoy there between the three segments?
See, we have only a Clock & Decker brand, which is an economy segment. Rest everything is, you know, upper premium only. And the Clock & Decker revenue is basically, if I talk about the overall revenue of the company, it should be around 5 to 6% of the turnover, not more than that. Otherwise, everything is upper premium only. And the gross margins at both the brands are in Monte Carlo, it is a little higher. In Clock & Decker, it is a little lower, 100 basis point.
Sure. So if you could tell us a little bit about your niche that you're trying to do in terms of X of Monte Carlo, which is primarily your winter wear segment. In the cotton segment, what we are trying to do to improve the realization or, you know, move up the chain in terms of the presence?
Cotton realization is even more than the winter realizations. So at PBT level, we are having the more PBT at cotton segment rather than in winter gear segment.
You mentioned that, you know, we are trying to increase the cotton, non-cotton mix in favor of cotton. You also mentioned that you are planning to have an expansion of, footprint more into west and southern region where it is more of cotton based. So does it mean that going forward, as the share of this cotton keeps increasing, overall EBITDA margins should increase in that case? Because you mentioned that margins in cotton are higher than wool.
Yes, I think the cotton segment is growing faster than the woolen wear segment and winter segment. Being a tropical country and the cotton products are sold 9 months in a year, so definitely it has more growth rate as compared to winter wear products. And going forward, we think that as overheads are also becoming less, you know, when you increase your turnover, definitely it should help us in increasing our margins going forward. But it also depends on the economy and kind of discounts and USA sales of other brands. But we are very positive of sustaining our margins, which are a current margin of 18% to 20% of EBITDA band.
That's fair. So that's something that we've been maintaining. But my sense was that the type of growth we are talking and the way we are talking of increasing mix of cotton, should we, from a 2 to 3 year perspective, aspire to be the range to move to like 22 to 24% from 18-20 that we are there today?
I can't say, at this moment that we can increase our EBITDA to 20 to 24%. But what we can say with confidence is that we will be able to sustain our margins what we are incurring right now.
What is the difference in margin between this cotton and non-cotton? If you could tell us, at least that could help us model once how the share of cotton moving will help in terms of the margins.
At PBT level, I would say that it is around 1500 basis points more than the non-winter segment.
How much, sir? Sorry?
1500 basis points more than the non-winter segment. Winter segment, sorry.
Sure. Secondly, sir, on the capital allocation policy and how do we look at the company? So from what I understand, we are more of a branded and retail apparel company. Now we announced this manufacturing thing. So is it that most of the manufacturing that we plan to allocate would primarily be mainly based on addition if we have it as for a captive, like for example, this new plant that you mentioned, 50% will be captive and the rest will be non-captive. So how do we look at in terms of allocation of your funds for manufacturing? Would it always be primarily driven by the fact that a large portion should be captive consumption, or we may look at independent manufacturing opportunities also where there may not be any synergies with our retailing?
See, if I clearly understand the question, you wanted to ask that how much we are doing captive and how much we are doing outsourcing?
No, sir. My question is that going forward, when we have to allocate any large capex for any manufacturing plant, will it be mainly for segments where we have a good portion of captive consumption, or is manufacturing also an independent profitable, so for example, you may look at an opportunity where the IRR is good, and we may have to invest 2-3 crores, but we may not have any capital consumption. We will also evaluate those opportunities. So how should we look at the company? Is it that it's more of a branded retail lateral company, or it's a manufacturing company branded retail lateral? How should we look at it?
See, we will do captive only where we think that there are some roadblocks for, outsourcing. Like in sweaters, it's a very complex process. So we have completely 100% captive production. But in case of blankets, again, there are bottlenecks from importing from China and a lot of variations in the dollars and also the freight, and also when sourcing from other areas. So we are putting up a J&K, this blanket manufacturing plant. But as far as t-shirts, shirts and trousers are concerned, so it's not that margin accretive as we see that. It's not like in our case, we're going to put up more of captive production in case of shirts, trousers and t-shirts, as the margins in this is not that much as we compare to blankets and these sweaters. So we don't see much capex coming up in t-shirts or in shirts and trousers and denims. But yes, if there is any demand for sweaters, we might do some capex in that.
Okay. So majority of the manufacturing capex will be primarily, the main purpose would be for captive consumption. It's not like, for example, some of these players that we have like Indocon or Wellspun, which primarily do us, for example, a home textile.
Yeah, so to answer your question, going forward, even if we invest in more capex, it will be primarily, we will be focusing for our captive consumption where we already have a presence. So like blankets, we already have a presence, and 50% of the production will be consumed by our brand itself. So going forward, we would prefer putting up manufacturing for products where we already have our brand presence.
Sure. And that brings me to the last question.
Can I say something, dear friend? Like, you know, so far, my both the colleagues, they have said so. Okay, so far the captive consumption is concerned, we are the people, like, you know, we are two categories. One is the cotton and other is woolen. So far the woolen is concerned, like, you know, we have got the all manufacturing facilities available with us. In case there is an increase in demand of the woolen, then in that case, the balancing machine and other things we will install. But that will not be for captive consumption. That will be only to meet out the demand of the market. And so far the cotton is concerned, we are normally outsourcing because that is more profitable for us. So expansion in our area would be only as per the market demand of our product. Yeah, it is not that, like, you know, in-house consumption means that to increase our sales and other things. It is not something like, you know, that byproduct, that product will be used for making any production in our own house or something.
Sure. And then lastly, sir, on the payout and the capital allocation again. So in that case, are we looking at further, because I think we have a lot of cash and that would mean that there may not be more than like 800 crores capex a year. Would we look in terms of further increase in terms of return to shareholders either by dividend or buyback from what we have been doing last 4 or 5 years?
Yes, I have already said same thing that we are going for some capex for the plant, and definitely when board decides, it can increase the dividends or it can go for buyback also in the future to utilize the cash which is available on the books.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Viraj Parekh from Carlinian. Please go ahead, sir.
Congratulations, sir, on a great set of numbers. I just have one question on the growth front. I mean, we have grown, as you said, 170% on a year-on-year basis and close to 88% on pre-COVID levels. So last year, on an annual basis, we've taken close to 18% to 20% price hike, and the market had absorbed that price hike and helped us to sustain our margins. So could you provide me with a breakup for pre-COVID volume growth? How much have we grown on pre-COVID levels on volume, and how much has it been on price hikes? If you have that number handy.
We need to check that. Pre-COVID level sales, I'm not having right now. We have the pre-COVID sales which is with us. If we compare the t-shirt sales of pre-COVID, it was around 1,768,000 pieces in quantity, and which we did in the March 22. So the total volume which we did in pre-COVID level in March 19, it was 47,60,000 in cotton segment, which has grown to 57.67 lakhs in March 22, full year.
All right.
Yeah.
And so what would be the number as on Q1 FY22 based on that?
In Q1 financial 22, I just shared with some of the volumes which we did in last quarter was 7,40,000, and in this financial it is 11,43,000.
All right. Thank you, sir. All the best for going ahead. Great set of numbers.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Anil Jain from Equipassion Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations and for the great first quarter in the company's history. First time in the company's history we have EBITDA positive in the first quarter. I just wanted to know, if you open a store, what is your experience or historical experience? The store become EBITDA positive in how much time at the store level?
Can you please repeat it?
Yeah, I just wanted to know from your past experience, when you open a store, how much time it takes to become the store EBITDA positive?
2 to 3 years.
2 to 3 years. And how much time it takes to come at the company level EBITDA?
No, see, you cannot compare the store level EBITDA with company level EBITDA because we have normally franchises which do the stores. So in their case, see, we see that ROI is around 16 to 18% or sometimes 20% on their investment.
Okay.
But,
okay.
But in case of company-owned stores, see, we only open the stores in areas where we don't find franchises, where the rentals are very high. So in,
okay.
It's mostly for brand presence and brand awareness. It's not for like, you know, for increasing the profits in those areas.
Okay. So you mean to say it takes 3 years to reach company level EBITDA, approximately?
The company level EBITDA, there is no comparison in that because most of the stores are owned by the franchises. We just,
okay.
You know, primarily we sell them outrightly.
Okay, okay. So immediately...
The franchises don't share their balance sheet with us that how much they earn basically.
Okay, so you have become EBITDA positive from first day.
Yes, because
of franchise owned. Okay.
So as far as
you are selling,
we only see our sale which is realized at our end.
Okay, okay, got it. That's all from my side. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Shakshi Somalia from SE Associates. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes, you are audible.
Hi, good morning and congratulations for your results. I have one small question. So my question is, how is our sports brand, sportswear brand Rock is performing? Can you put some light on it?
So the brand Rocket was launched 1 year before the COVID season. And once COVID hit, we took a conscious decision to make it online only. In the past 2 years, we sold it only online. But going forward from next financial year, we are building up a completely independent team for Rocket with the independent design team, independent marketing team. So we foresee from the next financial year, you will see good numbers in Rocket.
And like when you're saying that it was available only online, so how it performed online and what is your expectation when you are going ahead with, you know, in the main market? So what is the expectation for that?
So online, the response was good. There was some feedback that we got from the customers related to pricing and discounting policies, which we've incorporated. And now I think majority of sales for this brand will be coming from offline channel, which is much more profitable for us as well. So we've got good learnings from our online sales, and now we're focusing on the on implementing these changes in the offline segment.
Okay, and when you're putting it from online to offline, are we doing any specific or any, you know, major modification or amendment in the strategy or design or something, or is it going to go in the same way?
So there will be almost a 360 degree change in terms of what the product we are making, the pricing strategy and the packaging that we are using to promote it. Also in terms of our advertisement efforts towards the brand, the exposure and expenditure towards the brand will increase as it goes offline. And so we are right now in the process of making an independent distribution channel for this brand, which is independent from the distribution channel of Monte Carlo or Clock & Decker or our textile segment.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. We take the next follow-up question from the line of Riya from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. My question was in regards to what percentage of our raw materials do we import or outsource?
See, we don't import much of our requirement as far as woolen yarns are concerned. It's our sister company where we procure our woolen yarn, and cotton yarn is actually available. Cotton fabric is actually available in India, and through we buy from various companies who make cotton fabrics and cotton garments. And there's yes, there are some blankets which we import from China, and yes, there are some fabric specialty fabrics which are not available in India. We import from China and some other countries.
So what percentage would that be?
And I think in blankets, it is approximately around 15% to 20% if I see the total turnover of the home textile segment. And in case of jackets, approximately 30% to 35% of the fabrics comes from overseas.
Okay. Are we seeing any issues right now with China shutting down or something?
No, we are not much dependent on the, you know, overseas fabrics. The percentage is very small. But yes, there are some delays as China has zero COVID policy. So some of the areas get closed in last 2 months. But I think now it is normal. So we don't expect any delays as far as our procurement is concerned.
Okay. Did we have any impact of that delay in this quarter by any chance?
No, no, no. We will not have any impact on any in this quarter or going forward also.
Okay, okay. And for the current FY23, can you give us the breakup of what kind of segmental do we see from woolen and cotton, like the breakup, if any?
We can give you last year's breakup. This year...
Yeah, I have the last year's breakup. What kind of, like, I was asking for a guidance actually.
It will be almost same, you know. There might be some more cotton garments added to it, otherwise it will remain same.
Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Sachin Kasera from Swan Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello, sir. You shared the volume number for cotton segment as for 19 versus FY22. Can you also just share the same for the woolen segment?
It's almost stable. Prices are stable, so I don't see any fluctuation in the prices. And as far as our margins are concerned, I think we will be sustaining our margins of last year also in woolen also.
No, no. My question is the volume in the woolen segment for FY22 versus FY19.
Yes, it will definitely grow double digit in this financial year.
FY19 versus 20.
It was 13 lakh in case of financial 19.
Last year.
And it was 15 lakh in case of March 22 last year.
Sure. Sir, next thing is, if I see your presentation, the share of kids and home textile has grown from 15% to almost 23-24% in the last 3 years. So can you just tell us what is the reason for this sharp increase in share of kids and home textile? Why are they growing so fast? Is there any special focus you are putting there?
I think there is less competition on textile segment, which is helping it to grow more than the complete growth rate. As we have been, last year we grew at 50%, this year we anticipate a growth of around 30-35%. So because of less competition in the segment, home textile segment is growing faster than the other segment, and similarly in the kids. As not many brands are present in the kids segment, so that is why it is having a less competition from other brands and the growth is faster as compared to the overall brand. So that is why the share has increased.
And the margin in home and kids is in line with company average, or it's higher or lower?
The kids margins are lesser as compared to parent brand, because in kids garments you don't get that much price as you get in men's and women's wardrobe. And in case of home textile segment also, the margins are lesser than the parent brand Montegar.
Sure.
Garments. Yeah.
And can you give us some sense on the market share trends for our brand last 2-3, how the market share has moved? If you have any data on that.
See, we don't have exact data because it's an unorganized market, but we see that in premium section in Monte Carlo and Shatters, we control approximately more than, I think, 50% share in the premium segment, as we don't see other brands which are competing with us in that price range. But it is very difficult to estimate the exact market share of our brand in the Indian apparel section, because not most of the companies are listed. And there is a lot of unorganized players which are available. So, very difficult to quantify the exact market share of Monte Carlo.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Deepak Mehta, individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity and great set of numbers. So, I want to ask about the, the breakup of right now. Traditionally, Monte Carlo is known for the woolen wear. So right now, what is the mix of woolen and, you can say, t-shirt and non-woolen kind of stuff?
I can share the last year's figure, the year which gone by. In that case, the sweater contribution was 151 crore. And the cotton contribution, including jackets and other garments, were around 576 crore. And in case of textile, it was, it is 489 crore. 489 crore in case of cotton section, which includes jackets also. And in case of textile, it was 127 crore. And in case of Kids cotton were 58.39 crore and kids woolen were 11.64 crore, total 70 crore.
Okay, so right now what is your focus area, sir?
See, focus, we want that we should grow at 20 to 25% in this financial year and going forward also in all segments, as we are on the right track to achieve this growth rate going forward also.
And what's your expectation for 3 to 5 years in terms of revenue growth and margins, sir?
Pardon? See, again we say that the company is basically focusing on year by year, and this year we have projected a growth of 20 to 25%, and going forward the company is maintaining the same strategy of growing at these kind of growth rates.
Okay, thank you so much. And what's your expectation on margin? So
we were sustaining our margins, you know, of last year margins.
Okay. And I think the inflation pressure is now like high cotton prices and all input cost is behind us. We can assume that, right, sir?
Yes, cotton prices have come down from its peak, but still it is 10 to 15% higher as compared to last summer prices. But we expect that these prices should remain stable, or it might come down a little, you know, few percentages, but very difficult to say unless and until, you know, we see next 2 months about the cotton crop and demand of cotton yarn.
One last question, sir. Do we have the breakup of online and retail sales? Like right now, what is the online sales contribute to total sales?
Last year it contributed around 6 to 7% as compared to the total overall revenue of the company. And going forward, we'll maintain this kind of share in the online sales.
Okay. So by last year, you mean FY22, right? March 31st, 2022. Thank you so much, sir. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you. And best wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much for all the participants. And if there is any question which remains unanswered, or if there is any query which you want to have, you can definitely mail us at our montecarlocorporate.com or Dickerson World, our investment advisor. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of MK Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.